Hello and welcome to Gamercast episode 238. No more Catherine, please. This is the show recorded on the 6th of March, 2011. Hello, I'm your host, my name's Paul, and joining me this week is Catherine.
Hello.
Now for the news.
So what's first up in the news this week?
I wonder if anyone can guess.
Oh, it better not be this stupid, boring game. But enough of it.
It's not boring. It's good.
You didn't decline the fact that it was stupid, though, did you?
It's not stupid.
So yeah, Catherine has been announced to be coming out in the United States.
Yeah!
Fantastic. This is all I've had to hear for the last 6 months.
Yes, so Atlus have officially confirmed now that there's going to be an English translation of Catherine coming out.
So we bought the Japanese PlayStation, the Japanese game, and all the other things for no reason.
Japanese PlayStation, Japanese 360.
I'm sorry, Japanese 360.
You're being mean.
What?
Well, the thing is, the American version could be region-locked to American and Japanese 360s, because some of them are. So fingers crossed it is. If not, I might buy it on PS3. Just so I can understand the story more. Because that's why. But yeah, so they're releasing that. It's officially coming out in the summer. Places have put it up for pre-order for the 26th of July. Although Atlus were officially just saying it's summer 2011. I think it's pretty awesome. You can watch a trailer, or a teaser for it, which has like English writing everywhere, which looks pretty cool. And I'm looking forward to it, because then I'll understand all of it. It's a well good game. I'm really enjoying it. You don't agree? You see me swear a lot when I play it.
Yeah, to be honest, you just seem to get aggravated with it, and then you get annoyed and turn it off.
No, I turn it off when I've done a whole chapter.
Yep, in the meantime, your blood pressure is rising, and you're like, "This stupid!" Anyway, let's talk about the next thing. Sengoku, or whatever it is.
My show notes are a bit, yeah. So Sengoku, this is, do you know Sengoku?
Is this a man?
You haven't heard of Sengoku?
A country, before? A county, or a vegetable?
So Sengoku was a family in feudal Japan.
Ooh, Japan feudal times.
So you may have heard of Sengoku, it's like because there's of course Sengoku Basara. And then all the Sengoku Neo Geo games. Now, Paradox are releasing a Sengoku strategy title.
So they're trying to compete with Shogun 2.
It's being made... I don't know if it's being developed by those guys. But, of course, Paradox do games like Victoria. And they did... Or what was the...
Seems a bit silly, in my opinion, to be doing this game when Creative Assembly are doing...
Total War.
Yeah. So unless this is going to come out, like, a year from now...
It might be set during a different time period.
Yeah, but it's just pretty much the same stuff, isn't it?
It'll probably be... I don't know. It might be different. Either way...
Either way, it's quite similar to what is just... Or, well, is about to be whenever it's... When's it out?
A couple of weeks? I don't have a date on that, do I?
It's not too far off, though, is it? Shogun 2.
Oh, Shogun 2. It's March 15th.
Yeah. So that's, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... They don't really... You know, they should have done something else while... Because, no offense, but Creative Assembly are, like, super massive in the real-time turn-based strategy jib-jab at the moment. So, you know, do something where you're an aborigine beating up that random architect bloke.
So what kind of strategy is Shogun? Because, of course...
Well, Shogun is... It's a turn-based campaign where you fight the battles in real-time.
So what's a grand strategy?
Grand strategy is, like, you know... Well, it's, you know, like, it's all turn-based stuff, isn't it?
Okay. It's just that's been labelled as... Because Charlotte wrote that. It's been labelled as a grand strategy.
Yeah, well, it's a strategy game.
Okay.
Trenched.
Yes.
Is one of these things that have come out of GDC.
I haven't shown you this, have I?
No.
So, new Double Fine game's been announced.
Oh, another one. I'm getting sick and tired of this Double Fine stuff.
No, there's new cool stuff.
There's new cool stuff. There's something every 10 minutes.
Well, they only just announced Sesame Street Once Upon a Monster. So they've now announced a game called Trenched. This was announced at GDC and is now their what I'd call their kind of their kind of third title. Although they've kind of done two and a half titles. Because they did Costume Quest, then Costume Quest, Grubbin's Revenge, Grubbin's on Ice, and then Stacking. So this is a game where...
Brutal Legend!
That was a retard hell. So, like, aliens have attacked the planet and stuff.
Oh, you're aliens, eh?
But it's got a kind of twist to it. So you play in these mobile trenches... So, like, in the video, it's really cool because they build up to it. So you see all these aliens shooting and killing things and stuff like that. And then you see a trench, like an old-school-looking trench with sandbags around it. And then it suddenly gets up because it's got, like, mech legs. And it starts walking around and shooting at people.
Right, if they can do stuff like that, why don't they just build a giant walking bomb that can go and get the aliens?
So you take control of, like, trenches. But then, as well, at the end, you see a big boat. Like, a flipping massive...
A ship.
You see a... flipping huge massive ship with legs and it stomps on someone, so it's like, am I going to be able to control a ship? Either way, so it's kind of like a mech game.
Yes, except if you don't mind the mech being a big walking flipping trench,
we've still got legs and guns, a big trench, but just the trench bit on top, so there'll be little people on it as well. Maybe I think it looks cool.
I think Double Fine are going crazy.
It doesn't look like a Double Fine game, but it's got its charm.
Okay,
which is spoken in the trailer.
Let's talk about Lego Pirates of the Caribbean.
They're officially doing a 3DS version now.
Oh, 3DS. So yeah, Lego Pirates of the Caribbean will coincide with the release of the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean film. It's got Jack Sparrow and all that lot in it, blah blah blah. Yeah. So 3DS version, that's fun. Valve are doing what?
There's some big picture mode for the Steam games to allow you to play them better on a TV.
Sorry, what?
This was what they announced at GDC, and I was just like...
Big picture mode.
They call it big picture mode of Steam. So it's a different version of Steam that allows to be played on, I guess, higher resolution things, but then, of course, PC monitors have higher resolution things anyway.
Oh, so it's basically just a 10-foot version of Steam.
Yeah.
Okay, I call it 10-foot because that's what Media Center set as a precedence for when you're talking about big, chunky things that you can use at a distance, not big picture. So yeah, okay, they're doing a chunky version of Steam.
Yeah, to allow to be played. But I think they're also probably thinking of having some other kind of way of doing it. Because, as it says, it's designed for television interaction and navigation. And controller support as well. But when they say controller support, I'm not sure exactly which controllers they mean. But yeah, they just want to get more people playing.
Yeah, if you've got a handset plugged into your computer... control the Steam interface for that instead of using a mouse.
Oh yeah, because of course you can't, can you?
No big deal. I mean, obviously they're making it more TV friendly for you know,
people with PCs.
For the cool kids.
Yeah, we need that still. A nice little PC with the TV.
Well, we got two computers sat next to it.
Hooked up to it.
Yeah, we'll just kick Charlotte over and nick the computer.
Kick her over? Rude.
Let's talk about a really good game, which is Sins of a Solar Empire, and how now they've announced is this a standalone expansion pack, I take it?
Yes,
standalone expansion pack called Rebellion,
which was announced at GDC.
So yeah, Sins of a Solar Empire, real time spacey strategy game, quite cool. So that's fun. Eurogamer Expo has got a bunch of jib-jabs saying this
you can
and
now,
HMV and there's something about UK's biggest video game event.
They've always been partnered with HMV, Paul, but it's the fact that you can now buy tickets. It's £8 for a day and they reckon they'll sell out soon like they did last time. So if you want to get a ticket, I recommend you go on eurogamerexpo.com and buy a ticket. We may go...
May? I don't want to go to that.
Well, no, you don't have to. You didn't
Nap
go last time.
Time.
We got to meet Tim Willits, remember?
I don't care about Tim Willits. Skyrim's been announced.
Thing is...
All that matters is Todd Howard.
E3 will be more fun, won't it?
E3, I don't want to go to that.
And I'll get more stuff out of that.
New Super Mario game has been announced, also for the 3DS.
Yes.
It's kind of fractured. We should have put this
put Lego
Pirates of Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
This is a 3D Mario game as opposed to a 2D, you know, platformer.
Yep. The title has the Tanuki kind of tail coming off the end of Mario.
What,
so
the squirrel,
the raccoon suit,
badger thing, or whatever it is.
So that kind of hints towards that might be in it. But no actual details have been announced, but they have said it will be on show at E3.
Fun. What's this about Nintendo 3DS?
So they did some 3DS stuff at GDC in America.
GDC.
So they've officially confirmed over there they're going to have 10,000 AT&T Wi-Fi hotspots put around.
And it still won't work.
they're also going to have Netflix available on 3DS for members. So, of course, another thing that we don't get over here.
Yeah, but we've got equivalents.
Not for the 3DS, really.
Yeah, but to be fair...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you had a 3DS and you're in the United States, are you going to watch films on it? No, you're going to watch it on your phone.
Well, I suppose then you could have any 3D content Netflix does, if it does that.
Phones have 3D.
Okay. As well as that, what else?
3D is a gimmick anyway.
They've also announced that the Virtual Console service will also include Game Gear and Turbo Graphics games. So there might be some cool Game Gear stuff on there.
Game Gear? Because that's that cool thing. That's better than that Game Boy rubbish.
Yeah, because of course they'd already announced Game Boy and Game Boy Color. And then... Oh, he's still moving it around when I'm trying to read.
For the lull?
For the lulls.
That should be the new title. For the lulls.
They've also said they're doing this range called 3D Classics, but I hadn't read into this at all.
What? N64 ports?
Well, because it doesn't... It refers to them as 3D Classics and not, you know... Virtual Console stuff, but apparently they're going to have classic video games that have been remastered into 3D.
So, old stuff again, only...
With 3D.
Well, can't their technology just do that automatically?
Don't think so.
I'm
still at a crossroads into if I want one of these or not.
No, we don't want one.
I was looking on Kotaku earlier.
Oh, here we go.
And
mention rival websites.
Brian Ashcraft, or whatever his name is, the guy who does a lot of that stuff. So he was the one that had written about the 3DS last week. And he's written that after a week of the 3DS, he's bored of it. And he doesn't even use the 3D bit.
Yeah, but to be anymore. Fair, we could say the same thing about anything that we get here.
Yeah.
We play it, and then we're bored of it, and we don't use it again.
Thing is, there's not enough launch titles.
The thing is, MCM Expo is going on, and something is happening at it.
They're partnering with GameSpot UK to...
Is that that website?
Yeah.
That website that looks like 15-year-old.
So they're going to have a booth there. They haven't really said exactly what they're going to do. They may, of course, manage to bring other games to MCM, because, of course, they've got GameSpot on the title. So like how Shop 2 brought different games there. They're going to have trailers on show, some panels... and presentations, but they haven't said by who, but it will be hosted by Guy Cocker and Jane Douglas, who are the UK editorial team. But yeah, that's cool. Of course, MCM Expo is 27th to 29th of May, and then of course again in October between the 28th and 30th. I'll probably be going. I always go, don't I? I always go. Paul doesn't like going anymore. You didn't go last time, did you? No.
I was probably working, because I have to work all the time.
I know. So, Gears of War 3...
If you pre-order Gears of War 3 at Game or GameStation, you will get 3 weeks worth of multiplayer beta action starting the 25th of April. They have announced there's going to be 3 editions of it. Standard, limited, order? Epic.
Hmm? I haven't seen those. I want to see what this Epic edition is. £100.
Yeah, it's epic, dude. Like purple, yo.
Okay. Did you say when that starts?
25th of April.
Okay.
And then you can go...
So I read somewhere on the interwebs as well that anyone with a gold account also gets it in on it anyways.
Yeah, it's a bit... We're not really... Because obviously they want to do all the stuff where you have to give money in pre-order before they really announce, oh, look, we'll just give it to everyone. But it looks like there's going to be multiple ways to get the data.
So of course,
if
you got the Bulletstorm Epic Edition on 360,
you have the code.
You only get a 1 week beta preview though.
Yep.
Not for the whole time. So you get it between the 18th and the 24th. So you get it before the public beta starts. And then as well as that, the beta lasts until the 15th of May. So you've got, what is that? A week? 2 weeks? That's 2 weeks. Is that 2 weeks?
3 weeks.
3 weeks. So you get that. So then when of course the beta finishes, if you have managed to play,
you get a kick up the backside.
They're doing special content should you have played the beta, so they're having certain unlockables. So you can get a beta tester medal, which if you complete one match in the beta, you unlock this medal, which carries over into your gamer profile for the final game. You can get a thrash ball coal, so I guess that's another type of coal. Yeah, character variant. So if you complete 50 matches in the beta, you get this character that you can then, of course, I guess, use in the multiplayer, I'd imagine. Gold-plated retro lancer. You can get that by completing 90 matches and score 100 kills. Right, unlock it for the beta and score 100 kills.
Can I just sum up?
Yeah, you get lots of stuff.
There's basically loads of jib-jab that you get if you do all this. It's so ridiculously over-the-top and confusing. Well, yes, it's bad enough when if you pre-order it, you get a free weapon. Now, if you pre-order it, play during the beta and do this and that on these days, and then you get all this giant, complex list of jib-jab.
Well, there's... Okay, so then there's a few weapons you can get, or a few more weapons. So one of them is if you complete one match by the 24th of April. Then there's another one if you do a match during the week of the 25th of April. Then there's another one for if you complete a match during the week of the 2nd of May. And another for the week of the 9th of May. So they've got loads and loads and loads.
Just check
of
the
stuff.
Website because it's, you know, we could go on for weeks about what you get when you do this and that. And it will be over. And people will be like, well, why don't you say that when I could have done that? I needed to do that yesterday and now I'll never be able to get this. And I wanted it.
I bet, though, they might make it public, might they? They might have, whenever you load in, it's like, it might come up and say, do this week and you can get this.
Maybe.
Next up is a game Paul used to play.
Yes, we all used to play it.
I didn't play it that much.
I did, and I formed a mighty alliance.
You did, and then you left them in control of them.
Hey, I did not leave them. I organized a merger with another guild. Because, frankly, if I did not do that, we would probably have just been conquered. I did the merger with the other guild. My services were obviously no longer required, and so I stopped playing.
Yeah. So
militarily, we were not strong enough to maintain a war with these people. Not that they threatened us, but, you know, it was either them or another group who were expanding onto our island. So,
Lord of Ultima was, of course, one of EA's play-for-free label things, and they've now officially sold it to Big Point Games. So EA no longer own it, and Big Point now have it. Or will have it very soon.
With Age of Empires Online coming out, just play that.
The Final Fantasy IV Complete Collection has officially been given it a release date now. They had announced it a little while back, because of course it's a collector's edition thingy. But it's coming out the 22nd of April this year, so that's about a month away. No, just over a month. No, over a month away. Nearly 2 months away. sorry. As well as that, I think we've already mentioned what's in it, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
But if you pre-order it, you can get a pack that says an exclusive in-pack items. That doesn't even make sense. You get some art cards, a screen cleaning cloth, which has Cecil on it. That might be crass.
Great.
And
cleaning
it comes
cloth.
In a nice presentation box.
Right. So in other words, if you're a Final Fantasy nerd,
you can get some paper
and
a cloth.
You don't know what a good role-playing game is? A la Skyrim.
Paul?
This is for you.
Different kind of RPG.
No. Noob
this
version.
This is a JRPG.
Noob version.
No.
NRPG. Noob RPG.
JRPG.
Nope.
Yours is an RPG.
Well, I wouldn't even call it a pure RPG anymore with how it's all like, oh, we focus on the combat and you know, we have a jib-jab. Shut up, Todd Howard.
Okay, so next up, God's Eater Burst, which was a very successful title in Japan recently.
Never heard of it.
That's why. Are you Japanese? Do you live in Japan? No.
Japan? What is this place called Japan I keep hearing about?
So, God's Eater Burst was a really popular title in Japan, which is a PSP title. It's like a Namco Bandai RPG. Kind of like Monster Hunter, I think. And it's officially coming out on the 18th of March, so not this Friday, the next Friday, and is only going to be available to game, and is exclusive to game.
Oh, it must be good.
So I think it's like £25 in store, and it's about £20 on the website.
Let's talk about Mortal Kombat! Toasty!
I thought you were going to start doing the music.
No, I thought I'd surprise you.
With a toasty guy.
What's going on? We've got a demo coming out. Have we for the PlayStation? And a demo also for the Xbox.
But no date for the 360 version yet.
PlayStation 3 version March 15th.
Yep.
Xbox version at some point in the future.
Or, of course, if you spend, well, if you waste a little bit of money on PlayStation Plus, you'll be able to get it March 5th, 8th, even, sorry, March 8th.
PlayStation Plus.
The expensive thing.
Money, idiot people.
Yes. So, of course, if you want to check out the new Mortal Kombat demo, go on there. As well as that, you can, of course, wait to see when the 360 version is going to come out.
Johnny Cage, flush him down the toilet.
Hey, I play this to him sometimes.
Hey, Sub-Zero
he's
and
he's the funny
Liu
one
Kang.
In the film.
He's not funny, though.
Because he tells him all to fall down.
He's not. He's annoying. And Sub-Zero, man, or Liu Kang with his funky hair in the film. So, yeah, that should be quite interesting to obviously we'll get a chance to see if it's any good. If it is good, that'll be good. If it sucks, like I expect, then that will be bad. Apparently, Vietnam is doing something at the moment. I'm not entirely sure what.
So we mentioned the release of Magicka a little while back.
Now it has, wait a minute, let me guess. It has a release in Vietnam.
No.
It's set in Vietnam.
It's having expansion.
It's got people in Vietnam playing on it and making it.
So, at GDC they officially announced their first expansion, which they were talking about.
It's about to explode Ho Chi Minh City. No.
So it's called Magicka Vietnam. It's set in Vietnam. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently they're making it a bit more over the top now as well.
Great. Let's talk about Pac-Man, because it's on Deal of the Week for only 400 points on Xbox Live Land.
Which I highly recommend, because it's pretty cool.
It's basically a remixed Pac-Man, funky graphics,
and
mostly
different gameplay.
Different gameplay styles. So instead of just going whatever he does. So I'm not allowed to make eating noises. I shouldn't do that.
What a bad sentence. I like Pac-Man. But
wait a minute, Pac-Man's
original Pac-Man is not that fun. People will probably hate me for saying that. It's fun, but because you've got to get every single pack dot in the maze.
It's boring.
It makes it hard. And then, repetitive. Of course, when you eat a ghost, when you've got a super pack dot, that's the wrong word. When you got the power pills, I'll call them that. If you eat a ghost, he goes back straight to the center and then comes out straight away, and it just makes it pretty hard.
This one, you can like munch on a whole row of ghosts, and it's nom 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 nom.
Well, the difference with this is you're not just doing a whole maze; they come up at different points.
Yeah, you get bits of the maze, and then you just do that bit, and then when you finish it, you get another bit.
Yeah, here. And then if you eat a special fruit, or there's keys in this as well to eat, that then removes ghosts from an area. And the ghosts are asleep in different bits of the mazes. So it just works really well. Because, I mean, it's probably because I didn't grow up with Pac-Man that much. I didn't have an arcade near me.
I had Pac-Man on the Archimedes, but by then it was obviously 3D and all funky graphics.
Well, back when I first got Pac-Man, like, I had other different games as well at the time. On my... did I have other Master System?
Master System?
No,
I had a Master System.
I might be at Pac-Land. I had an Atari, but it's still pretty hard. Maybe it's because I never got into doing hardcore kind of arcade games like that.
Okay, so yeah, if you want this, it's not bad. 400 points is better than normal
awesome.
Pac-Man.
Apparently the 200G is very easy to get as well.
Good. Let's talk a bit about Frogger.
Yes, I'll mention the deal of the week on 360. I thought we can mention deal of the week on our phones.
Yes, if you want to get Frogger for £2, it's on Windows Phone 7 Marketplace at the moment.
Yeah, it's usually, what, £2.50 you said?
I think so.
Yeah, it's just
it's Frogger.
A rehash of Frogger. So, talking on arcade games, Frogger, arcade game.
Maybe it's
Dodge the traffic.
Maybe it's 200 EZG, maybe it's not, we don't know.
I don't know, I haven't looked at the G on it.
I don't care, it's
maybe
Frogger.
I
always hated these games.
I always liked Frogger.
I liked Badger Trails. Now, this is one that I expect Gary would have played. If Gary has not played Badger Trails, he needs to go back to school and play it on the school computers. It's the one where you're a badger and you had to get places.
Whenever I don't know about a game, why is it always, oh, Gary didn't know about the game? Are you saying I'm not very good?
Gary knows everything, surely.
Badger Trails.
The only weird thing with Gary is he doesn't have a computer.
He's got a laptop, apparently.
Really? Is it a good laptop? Then it doesn't count.
I never heard of Badger Trails. The only games we had
Oh,
on
you
the
haven't com- heard of... Oh, my
the
God.
The only game we had on the computers at school was trains that had numbers of people in that you had to multiply.
Wow, apparently it has Windows and Macintosh versions as well.
We never did that at school.
It was really cool. I modified it and turned you into a robot badger. And then there was a guy with a shotgun, and I made him into a robot with a chainsaw.
So what is it he's got to do? Fire.
Like, you just have to find your set or something.
What, not get killed or something?
Yeah, don't get killed. It's just like a...
I had a game like that on the Spectrum.
Now, proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. GamerCast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights. Okay, we have one letter this week. It's from James.
Only one.
He says, "This week's podcast was hard going. I apologise in advance for sounding overly critical, but as a courtesy to your listeners, please could you not eat your way through most of the podcast, or at least don't talk while your mouth is full, and at the very least, please don't interrupt your co-host and eat while doing so. I have to make a few criticisms back. One, I was not eating through the whole podcast, I was eating for like the first 10 minutes of it, because I had one chocolate bar. One, because some people have to work on a Sunday, and the second they get back from work, after a long, hard day of having to put up with people, I have to record this slipping show, yo? And sometimes, I'm hungry since we don't get breaks at work."
Well, I'm going to retaliate and say, you could have eaten before we started the show.
No, I couldn't.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, I don't eat during the show anymore, do I? I used to at some point.
Yeah, she used to eat, she used to have meals brought in.
I used to have dinner.
You know, you'd hear this knocking sound on the door, and food would be brought in for her, and then she'd be like... So don't have a go at me, yo.
Well, I'm not eating on the show.
And anyway, my interrupting with my mouth full was deliberate. Because it was funny.
In Paul's eyes.
It is.
I know, I think, like, Charlotte said she laughed at it.
What? That was the point. See, people laughed at it. That is the point. I wasn't, you know, obviously just eating during the show is because I was hungry, but I was consciously trying not to make very much noise, and the times
I was... You were making loads of noise when you were opening it.
2 seconds worth. And the times I was making noise, interrupting Catherine, was for the lols. The LOLSs. Or the LULZs, however you want to spell it.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that letter, James. I will take your advice on board and try and make it even more entertaining in the future.
No, thank you for the letter, James. I'll stop him from eating during the show.
It's time for Name That Game. Okay, this week... Actually, last week, you would have heard this. Nobody correctly guessed what it was. Catherine's guess was, I don't know.
But I find it really familiar sounding.
But her excuse is, she finds it really familiar. The answer is, wait for it, wait for it, Kirby's Epic Yarn.
I haven't played it yet!
Oh, so the game that you bought before I did the thing, you hadn't played.
Well, I played it back in April last year, didn't I? No, actually it wasn't April, maybe June. Didn't I? I did play it ages ago, but...
Aww. I got you there.
You did get me there.
It's because I am for the win.
Oh, it does sound like Kirby now that I think about it.
See, you weren't expecting me to do a game that came out 3 days prior to the show being recorded. Really.
Well, 3 days over here.
Whatever.
Not in America land.
This week we've got something a little bit different, slightly different genre.
My enemies are many. My equals are none.
What is that?
Is it some kind of strategy game?
Diet.
Hints, please.
Strategy game, PC.
New?
Not really.
Not really new?
No.
Last decade?
Came out within the last 10 years, yes. In fact, I'll be nice and say it came out within the last 6 years.
6 years? Is it UK developed?
Don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Paul!
What?
Has it been on consoles or just PC?
Just PC, I think.
My enemies?
My enemies are many. My equals are few. In a French accent.
That was a French accent?
Mm-hmm.
Really? Well,
Corsican accent, maybe. How's that for a clue?
So, from stuff you've been playing recently, I was guessing it might be something.
World of Warcraft?
If it's a strategy game, I'm going to go with a UK developed game, which is Napoleon Total.
Which is what? The History Channel Roman expansion dubadub. No, you're going for Napoleon Total War, are you?
Yeah.
Sure Napoleon's from Corsica?
I don't know.
Here's a clue. He is.
Oh. It could be Empire Total War.
But it could be, couldn't it?
I'll go with Napoleon Total War.
Where do I write my stuff down?
On the next. Let's go down.
Napoleon. Well, don't you think that since I don't know how to spell it, it can't be the thing up above it? Napoleon.
You're just being silly.
War. Who's being silly?
You.
No, I'm just saying your guess could potentially be wrong.
My guess could potentially be wrong, but I'm not entirely sure what it is.
We'll find out the answer next week. If you think you know what it is, feedback@gamercast.net. New releases this week. It's a bit quieter on the release front this week.
Yeah, very quiet.
We've got, of course, the epic uber, Dragon Uber Epic Age 2 Epic Uber.
Yes, so of course...
Which I never really liked, but some people apparently liked it.
It's alright. It's BioWare. People like that.
BioWare.
And you never got into BioWare stuff. So this is coming out, of course, on PS3, 360, and PC.
The personal computer.
I will mention, though, there's like a bazillion different pre-order bonuses that you can get.
We're not going to go into all
of
them here.
I'm not going to know, because I've only got what game have.
Because it's stupid and over the top, and I'm getting sick of it.
There's a demo out. You can get in-game bonuses for playing the demo. There's like Facebook bonuses.
Oh, for God's
there's
sake.
Penny Arcade bonuses. There's like a bazillion different bonuses and two pieces of DLC that come out on release.
Sick and tired of all this stupid bonus jib jab.
There's literally like a whole table, like this big. This big, Paul? Of different things that you can get for pre-order bonuses. I'm just like, whoa. Crazy.
Whoa. What a waste of time.
There is, of course, the Signature Edition coming out as well, which is like the Special Edition, which has extra bonus content and stuff.
You Star 2 in the Movies is also coming out. This is a Kinect game.
Yes.
And I take it it's like you're in the movies and these other games like it.
I think it's coming out on 360 as well.
It has a normal what? For live cam or?
Vision cam. It uses the Vision cam. But of course the Kinect one's better, I'm sure.
Oh, of course it is.
But, I'll show you the video. Did I show you the video for this?
No, probably.
Honestly, no, I told you how you can put yourself in Star Trek and stuff. But it uses specific clips, so you can't just do the whole film. But it's just the fact that you pick a character from a certain scene that you play as. You have to do the voiceover and just do the moving as well.
My name is Dinandal. I'm from Tal Drassel.
Sorry, Dinandal's movie's not in it.
What's the point in it?
But it's got lots of licensed films, of course. I don't think it says exactly who they use for their movie people.
50 movie scenes, 10 Hollywood sets, and 20 video backgrounds.
I can't think of who publish Star Trek?
Paramount.
Is it Paramount? It's not Universal?
No.
And then like Mad Men, which is of course... What is Mad Men? It's not CBO, is it? CSI. So there's like TV shows, films, old films like Casablanca, and recent films as well. Like,
and of course classics like Rocky. Terrible film.
There's Terminator in it. Well, Terminator 2.
Terminator 2. Terrible film.
Hey, I like Terminator 2. T-1000!
T-1000?
T-2000. T-1000. Robert Patrick.
T-1000.
T-1000, yeah. Robert Patrick's well cool.
He's not even a proper person.
But then, when he's in the helicopter at the end, he has three hands.
I
Terminator 2.
Nah, let's talk about Challenge Me World Puzzles.
Yes, so...
This is DS, isn't it?
Yes, it's a DS game, yeah. So this is just a game full of different kind of world puzzles. World? Word puzzles, like anagrams.
Is it
anagrams
world cool. or word? Because word. The title is world.
Oh. I'd say word puzzles, but that's what I copied.
Okay, we don't know what this game is, but carry on.
I'd call it word. Maybe I typed that in.
Oh, Catherine. Word.
So apparently it's got a database of 40,000 puzzles. Word puzzles. I typed in world. Sorry. My
it
apologies.
Is word, is it?
40,000 3-9 letter English words.
Flop it up, jib jump.
And then
jeep.
It bases puzzles around those. So you got word searches as well. Conundrums? Is that as in like the countdown conundrum? But that's like an anagram. I don't know my word puzzles that well. So it's just a game full of little word puzzles for you mm-hmm. to do.
Warriors, Legend of Troy is also coming out.
Yes.
When Zeus was around, before the Christians overthrew him with their new Jesus man, the Trojans and Greeks apparently had a squabble.
We mentioned this last week. It's been pushed back. I thought I'd mention it again because I want the game.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of game is this?
It's the Dynasty Warriors.
Oh, yeah, it's the... Yeah, okay.
Well, Tecmo Koei Canada.
Yeah,
this Dynasty is the, Warriors yeah. Greek game.
So, yeah, back when Zeus was around, before Jesus came along, super epic game, Road Construction Simulator is also coming out. This allows you to be a road construction team person. Who goes along and tears roads up, repaves them, etc., etc.
Yes.
And, of course, make sure you don't inconvenience any members of the roadway community who are trying to use the road at the same time. Damn, roadworks.
Yep.
Oh, around the corner. You know, they're doing roadworks around the corner. Mm. Some dude gave one of the truck people who were parked in disabled areas because it was a big, you know, big truck, but they needed to do the roadworks.
A roadwork truck.
Yeah. Gave them a ticket for parking across the disabled base. Oh, yeah. The alternative is parking in the fracking road and annoying everyone. So, yeah.
That's, of course, for Windows. And then finally this week we've got We Dare, which is, I don't want to be mean, but a bit of a stupid idea.
Yep, so basically it's for the Wii and also PlayStation Move.
Yes, and it's kind of like a party game thing, but it's supposed to be sexy in the sense that you do it with very close friends, or I'd say a girlfriend and a boyfriend or something like that, and it involves you doing weird stuff with the Wiimote.
Yes, with the weird.
So there's like
weird stuff.
Because of course there's like a little.
Can I just say
game where you
how you phrase that opens it up like into interpretation that is not appropriate for GamerCast.
Well,
we
this
do not
game,
have an adult rating, and they will kick us off iTunes for what you're about to say.
This game is a 12 rated game.
And you stick the Wiimote up your.
I did not say that.
That is what you implied.
So if you watch the trailer, there's
or
like
better yet the Move controller, which is better shaped.
Paul. very inappropriate. So there's like a whole host of different games in it. So I saw in the trailer there's one where you have someone sit on your lap as such but lie across it, and then you're supposed to hit their bum with a Wiimote, and then it makes their little people on the screen fly from what looks like it, and they have to fly through these hoops. It's really weird.
So basically this game is weird, which is why you will not find it any good retailers.
Game aren't stocking it. Game's website didn't have it up. I found it on Play.
Play will stock anything.
But it's a 12 plus, and it's supposed to, you know, be a bit more...
Cheeky
than your normal party games for the Wii. Or saucier than the average game. So it's got weird little things, so you can put the Wiimote between two people, and they have to pretend to be eating it like an apple and stuff like that. But it also says stuff about strip teases, so I'm really not too sure. But there's dancing as well, because of course it's Ubisoft. This is Ubisoft.
This is Ubisoft, is
yeah.
it? Flipping out.
Yeah. It got announced only like a week or two ago. And it's already coming out.
Not surprised. They didn't want to announce this early because otherwise the press would find out about it and kick off
yeah.
the stink.
Whereas this way they can release it quicker. But yes, that's pretty much all that's coming out this week. There's
so
not
basically
a huge
nothing bar Dragon Age 2.
Dragon Age. Warriors is cool if it comes out.
Road Construction Simulator will no doubt do quite well.
Will it? In the simulator
the
scene.
Simulator geeks.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in there.
Sure.
Well, when I was in Germany, there were simulator geeks there. Because, of course, they do good in Germany.
Nerds.
Hey, some of them are cool. U-Star 2 is cool because it's a Kinect game.
Kinect games are cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be picking up Dragon Age. Just got, you know, play the first one first. Add it to my backlog of games.
Okay, well, that's pretty much it for this week's episode. We'll be back, as always, next week. And, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah. Don't forget to send your letters in.
Don't forget to visit the following websites: www.gamercast.net, www.dismirnoff.net, www.skyrimportal.com, www.borderforums.net, www.cadmu.co.uk/blog.
My blog got a mention.
How's that for some advertising?
Anyway, we'll catch everyone next week, and don't forget to send your letters and stuff in. Bye.
Oh, good, now I can have some food.